Yes, the Charlotte Bobcats were bad last season. How bad? Historically bad. Only 7 wins, the fewest of any team in NBA history. So out went old head coach Paul Silas, and in came new head coach Mike Dunlap. And every basketball fan in the states of North and South Carolina said, "Who?" Yes, Mike Dunlap, never an NBA head coach, although he was a head coach in the NBL, that's National Basketball League, of Australia. He was also the head coach at California Lutheran University and Metropolitan State University. Metro State sounds more like the name of a made-up basketball school in a movie. Alas, Metro State's in Denver, and Dunlap spent 9 successful seasons there. His teams made the NCAA tournament every season, and they won 2 Division II national championships. Denver was also the site of Dunlap's only previous NBA experience, as an assistant with the Nuggets from 2006 to 2008. Most recently, he was an assistant on Steve Lavin's staff at St. John's. That biography is the long way of saying, just because he's not a big name doesn't mean he can't coach. It's like college basketball fans who insist that their favorite school should hire a hot young coach who has neither the resume nor the experience, or worse, someone who used to play at their school, as if those so-called family ties will help win games. Faulty logic at best. Dunlap came into the Bobcats' job with his eyes wide open. He knows that his team, as it is currently constructed, has neither the experience nor the talent to compete for a championship. But he was smart. He said, okay, we're going to run and we're going to play hard. In the Bobcats' first game, that was enough to earn them a win over an Indiana team that made the playoffs last season. And about those players, the Bobcats have a lot of great college players who have been pedestrian NBA players. The lone exception is Ben Gordon, and that's why he's making $12 million a year. After Gordon, there's Tyrus Thomas, who has yet to fulfill the potential he showed at LSU, or earn the $8 million a year he's paid. 10 of the players on the roster are under 27 years old, which would give reason for hope if those players are talented enough. And that's something we won't know for a while, and in some cases we will never know, because they won't get enough of a chance to show what they can do. Last Tuesday night, I tuned into the Bobcats game against Phoenix. Over the last couple of seasons, it was hard to watch more than a couple of minutes. But in the Suns game, the Bobcats' hustle kept me watching. Even though they lost, thanks to former Bobcat Shannon Brown's 6 three-pointers, Charlotte kept playing hard until the very end. That's not something you could say for this team in the last few seasons. So the challenge for Dunlap will be this: stay positive and keep the players positive. It is difficult for NBA coaches to keep their players from tuning out their coach's message. A relentless positive message, especially with a young team, will go a long way. And then there's the front office. General manager Rich Cho proved in Portland he could build a team. Majority owner Michael Jordan needs to give him the support to do it in Charlotte. If he doesn't, those empty gray seats at Time Warner Cable Arena will multiply. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again soon.